This is Passing Judgment, a podcast about the law and how it affects you. I'm your host, Loyola Law School professor Jessica Levinson. Think of me as your personal law professor as we navigate the big legal questions of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers. Hey everybody, it's Jessica, and today I want to bring you a big courtroom clash that has huge implications for higher education and medical research. And that is the case of Harvard University versus the Trump administration, specifically with respect to funding cuts that the Trump administration has imposed on Harvard. Now, this is a big legal battle over federal power and academic freedom. So what specifically is happening here? The Trump administration froze $2.6 billion in federal research funding for Harvard. This includes grants supporting cancer treatment research, Parkinson's research, lots of different health and medical research here. Now, Harvard is fighting to have those funding freezes reversed and arguing that the Trump administration legally does not have the power to implement those funding freezes. Both sides are asking a judge to decide the case without a trial, meaning instead to grant summary judgment. Now, summary judgment is something that a judge can grant when there's no genuine dispute as to material facts. It's essentially saying we don't need a jury here because none of the big facts that matter are actually in dispute. So it would allow the judge to make a decision without using a jury. Now, let's get right to the party's arguments here. Now, Harvard is arguing here that the government has violated both statutory law and the Constitution in trying to implement the funding freezes. And there's actually two big arguments, which I'll talk about here. The first is Harvard's making an argument that the Trump administration is violating its First Amendment rights. The second is that Harvard is arguing that the Trump administration is violating a statute called the Administrative Procedures Act. So let's talk about the First Amendment argument first. Harvard is saying here that the federal government is basically targeting it because it failed to comply with the government's list of demands that were laid out in an April 11th letter from the Federal Anti-Semitism Task Force. Now, the letter told Harvard that it needed to change how it did and handled a bunch of things like protests, academics, admissions, hiring practices, and student discipline, in addition to accepting years of federal oversight. Harvard is saying that the federal government is trying to impermissibly control the inner workings of a private institution, here a private university. Now, Harvard's legal team basically summarized its argument this way. They said, quote, "Allow the government to micromanage your viewpoints and your academic institution, or jeopardize your ability to pursue medical breakthroughs, scientific discoveries, and innovative solutions." So Harvard is basically saying we're being targeted based on our speech. We're being retaliated against because we wouldn't comply with that April 11th letter. And that infringes on our individual rights, the First Amendment right that protects institutions and individuals when it comes to the freedom of speech. Harvard is also citing to, as I said, alleged violations of a statute, the Administrative Procedures Act. And just as the name indicates, that's a law that requires federal agencies to follow certain procedures and processes before it takes some actions. Now, we can think back to the first Trump administration. The Trump administration tried to famously do a few things, like add a citizenship question to the census. A court said, basically, you can do that, but you didn't do it the right way. You violated the Administrative Procedures Act. Similarly, during the first Trump administration, they tried to wind down the DACA program. There, again, a judge said, maybe you can do that, but you didn't do it the right way. You didn't file the Administrative Procedures Act. Now, Harvard is arguing that the Trump administration violated the Administrative Procedures Act one, by not giving it fair process, not going through the proper procedures, but also in acting in a way that's arbitrary and capricious. And Harvard's basically saying the government hasn't explained how cutting research for cancer treatments is related to alleged anti-Semitism on campus. And Harvard said this is just a gross mismatch between what the Trump administration is saying they're trying to solve and where the money would be cut, what that money is going to. So Harvard claims that the consequences of losing these $1 billion of federal funding would be devastating, and that it would close down labs, it would have a chilling effect on academic independence, and it would be a huge setback for a lot of medical research. Now, what is the Trump administration arguing? They're saying this actually isn't a constitutional issue at all, that this is just a contract dispute, and therefore that the federal court doesn't even have jurisdiction here. They're saying that when it comes to these federal grants, that in each grant, which is like a contract, there's a clause that allows the government to say, we're canceling funding if the recipient, the institution who's getting the funding, if they no longer align with federal priorities. Here, the Trump administration is saying, we have a federal priority, the president's directive to combat anti-Semitism. And the administration says, we have broad discretion to say, you're no longer complying with our policies, and therefore, we're going to choose not to allocate billions of dollars in research to this institution. In their view, again, if Harvard is not acting in a way that's consistent with their policy views, then these grants can legally be canceled. Now, there was a hearing on Monday, July 21st, where the judge heard oral arguments on this question of the motion for summary judgment. And Judge Allison Burroughs, frankly, sounded really dubious of the Trump administration's positions here. She seems skeptical that the government can make ad hoc decisions to cancel these grants without showing that the research that is being impacted is connected to anti-Semitism. She specifically questioned the government. She said, quote, I don't think you can justify a contract action based on an impermissible suppression of speech. Where do I have that wrong? Judge Burroughs also noted that the administration didn't offer any evidence or documentation to determine whether or not Harvard administrators are actually doing enough to take steps to fight anti-Semitism. So in sum, what do we have here? I think many legal experts conclude that Harvard has a strong case. The district court judge seems quite dubious of the Trump administration's positions here. Now, if we think that this case goes as it seems like it would go, and the judge grants summary judgment in favor of Harvard, meaning the judge hands Harvard a win, what happens? Well, the Trump administration will almost certainly appeal to the circuit court. There could then be an emergency appeal to the Supreme Court, all of which is to say this case is not over yet. It has huge implications, again, for the power of the federal government, for the power and freedom of academic institutions. And it's not just Harvard. It's a lot of other academic institutions that are waiting and watching this case. So I hope that helps give you a quick primer on what the legal issues are. We certainly will bring the rest of this case to you as the decisions come out. As always, please rate, review, and subscribe.